Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Now what? What can we do to bring change? In Pakistan, the recent elections under democracy confirmed that they do not bring change. The Western powers and their agents do not want change. They will go to any length to prevent it. The people are frustrated and angry. So now what? What can we do to bring change? We must follow the method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to bring change. It is the only way for success in both the dunya and the akhirah. There are three actions from his sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah that we must revive. First action, teaching our relatives and friends about Islamic change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your nearest relatives. Ash-Shu'ara 2:14. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first invited his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and she believed in him. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then invited his cousin Ali radiallahu an, and he believed in him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited his friend Abu Bakr radiallahu an, who also believed in him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to invite people to Islam. Some believed and others rejected. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered those who believed in Darul Arqam, or he sent someone to culture them in halaqas in their own homes or in the mountain valleys. The message took deep root in their hearts and in their minds. Islam became like the blood in their veins. They became walking examples of Islam. So have we approached our sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers to teach them about Islamic change? Are our houses like Darul Arqam? Do we have halaqas in our homes? Second action, proclaiming the message of Islamic change publicly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَعْرَضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, proclaim what you have been ordered and turn away from the mushriks. Al-Hijr 94. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from Darul Arqam with his group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in a public procession in a manner never before witnessed by the Arabs. They made tawaf around the Kaaba, declaring the message. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opposed the tyrants, the Quraysh, their gods, creeds, and thoughts by showing their falsehood, corruption, and error. Verses of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attacking all their corrupt practices, including taking usury, killing their baby daughters, cheating in the weighing scales, and committing adultery. The verses also attacked the leaders of Quraysh, insulting their forefathers and their intellect. The verses exposed their conspiracies against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, radwanullahi alayhim. So are we organizing Islamic lessons in the masjid, conferences, lectures, and bayans in public places? Are we spreading the message of Islamic change on social media? Are we exposing the crimes and conspiracies of the tyrants against our deen? Are we raising public awareness about what the Islamic system is? Are we providing the details of how Islam will change the Islamic world as well as the entire world? Third action, ensuring the military people of power give their nusra, material support, for the Islamic system. At the second pledge of Aqaba, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أُبَايِعُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَن تَمْنَعُونِ مِمَّا تَمْنَعُونَ مِنْهُ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, I invite your allegiance on the basis that you protect me as you would your women and children. Musnad Ahmad. Al-Bara took his hand to give the pledge and said, فَبَايَعْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَنَحْنُ أَهْلُ الْحُرُوبِ وَأَهْلُ الْحَلَقَةِ وَرِثْنَاهَا كَابِرًا عَنْ كَابِرٍ, we give our allegiance, O Messenger of Allah. By Allah, we are men of war possessing arms which have been passed on from father to son. Thus, it was the military commanders of the Ansar, radiallahu anhum, who granted their Nusra material support to ensure Islam was practically implemented. So have we made our sons, brothers and fathers in the armed forces aware of their duty to support Islamic change? Are they looking to the Ansar, radiallahu anhum, as their role models? Are they willing to take action to end the rule of tyrants? These are the actions that Hizb ut-Tahrir undertakes to reestablish the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Join Hizb ut-Tahrir. Learn about real change. Work for real change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Verily, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example for everyone who looks for Allah and looks for the last day and who mentions Allah much. Al-Ahzab 21, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan.